So we've been rapping lately, right?
Yeah, I got some bars.
So I've been listening to English rap.
Like British
rap.
London.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I'm trying to get more styles
scope
to bring
my Glock.
To the scope on my Glock. I'm shop for the pop.
Yeah. So I'm learning pop shop.
Took it to the chop shop.
Yeah. Got
a pop. I got some English bars.
Oh, shoot.
I'm trying to learn how to rap like an English rapper.
Oh, you wrote some English
bars? See which side of the pond we can blow up on first, you know?
Okay.
Because it looks like our trash bars out here are doing pretty well. People like the trash bars.
Yeah, mine's are a little more trash than yours.
Go overseas and do some trash. We might get a more, you know, more of our demo.
Yowzers.
Here we go. This song is called Pop Rocks.
Oh, my God.
It's not a song. Shit. It's just a rhyme scheme. Ready?
Okay.
What my first of all, my English name would be like Sir
Patrick
Sir
Sinton?
Clouds.
Sir Clouds. Cloudington.
Sir Cloud Pops. All right.
Sir Cloud Bruv.
Yeah, bruv. I'm getting peas over here, bruv. Hey, it's young Sir Cloud. Here you go. Ooh. There was a cop eating pop rocks. Gunshot, I'ma pump cops, y'all. Feeling bubbly, sort of butt shot. I'ma fart. I took the car to the chop shop. And I took all the pot pots. Took apart all the pot pots.
All the pot pots.
I took, that's the next part. I took a car to the chop shop. Mm-hmm. I took apart all the pot pots.
And I got shot by the cop.
And then I saw that cop eating pop rocks.
What is wrong with you?
Give me some English bars.
I don't have any.
Do your bars in English.
Oh, man.
I got stopped by a stop op. I got stopped by an op. Then I pop the op.
pop the op and it's top. It's top like a pop rock.
I popped an op and it's top.
I like that. The top pop like a pop rock.
My top hat told me stop.
Bruv.
Dropping the pop. I had a drop top in
You're
the chop
horrible.
Shop. I took a drop chop to the chop shop.
I can't say that. Let's say. The balls are distracting, so you better get tough like Tenactin. I can't stop, won't stop. That's my Diddy acting.
Oh, three bars. Uneven.
The bars are distracting, so you better get tough like Tenactin.
I pull out the Mactin.
Won't stop. That's my Diddy acting.
I said, open your mouth, and I put in the Mactin.
Ah.
They be aggressively talking about girls like that, like, see me in the club, Mactin.
I got in the studio, got some traction.
See me with my luggage, packing. See me in the streets, I'm packing. Look at my name on the sheet. It's Patrick.
Oh, man. What the hell rhymes with Patrick?
She opened her mouth and took the sack dip.
Sack dip?
Sack
and
dip.
Patrick, that's our rhyme.
Sack dip. Did you ever hear my pitch for sack
yes,
dip?
Yes, I heard sack dip.
Look up on my YouTube channel my pitch for sack dip. It's a great invention. I think mm-hmm. it should hit
we
stores.
We should probably clip a little and put it in there for the folks.
I think it should hit the stores pretty soon.
Like sack
the,
dip.
The
sack
sauces
dip.
At your fast food dip. Restaurants.
Uh-huh.
But what you do is you put them down before you get ready, and you're going to have to, you give it a squat over, boom, hit the dip right now, and then you just go off to the races. Right now we have original, hickory, and honey mustard.
No sweet and sour?
All right. I think that went on long enough.
Yeah. That's done. I hope y'all like that.
What about these threads, though?
Mm-hmm.
What about these beds, though?
What about this head, though?
She did it because I said so.
Period.
Yeah.
Oh, you was going to keep going?
No. I think we can end it there. Threads of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I have one. It's back to sex. Oh, I took a break and got educational, but it's back to the sexuals.
Lord Jesus.
My thread is this. Question for the lads, since we've been English, bruv. Oh, what move did a girl do in bed that had you thinking, damn, she might could be a hoe?
That is hilarious. Might could be.
Might could be a hoe.
All right. Well, I'm ready for that.
Hey.
I can learn some new tricks.
Hey, when that demon come out of them, you'd be like, man, you've done this
the
a bunch of times.
The nicest of us, too.
You've done this a bunch of times.
Mine is, so it's an opposite of what I did a few shows ago. And so I was told to bring this to the Threadheads. Mine is a tweet from me again. I said, have you ever broken up with a girl because she was too nice?
Oh, we heard that he was too nice. Mm-hmm. Nice guys finish last, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about when the bitches is too nice. You feel me?
When the bitches is doing too much. You out here
too much. Hey, daddy, what you doing? Doing too much. Hey, can I lick them feet? Like, girl, ease up, right?
No.
That type of sitch?
No.
Ease up, bitch.
Wow.
Ease up, you hoe. Get up off me.
Is this the bad boy image?
That's how real niggas talk. Hey, harlot, get up off me. Get up off my phone, you sleaze.
Sounds a little beta, but okay.
Harlot?
No. The whole persona sounds a little beta male.
I don't be talking.
We know you don't.
I don't be talking like that.
We know you're channeling a side of you that doesn't exist.
I'm pretty respectful.
I agree.
But then when I look
mean,
over here,
than me, but.
I could be like, hey, come here, bitch. Make me some food.
What kind of, like, people are these?
I don't know. I'm channeling, you know.
This sounds like pimping and
mean
hoeing.
Mean niggas. Hey, come here, bitch.
Come clean these crumbs up
off this counter because I was messy. Is that what they be saying?
You asking me?
Come wash these...
Draws?
Come wash these t-shirts.
Because
I have a merch drop.
Go get my mail. Pick up your feet when you walk.
That's crazy.
Take your shoes off when you get in my house.
Niggas be doing that. Well, that's just a
don't
cultural
sit your
thing.
Outside clothes on my bed.
Well, the last two things were pretty
don't
respectable.
Sit your outside clothes on my couch.
The last thing, those things are pretty.
Don't drop your period pad in my trash can.
These are the last four things are pretty reasonable requests.
Hey, take my trash out when you leave.
It's pretty funny. I might start doing that. Oh, you leaving?
Can you take the trash with you?
Take this out. and shine my shoes. You punk.
Organize my shoe closet.
Yeah, there you go. Now that's mean nigga activity.
Clean the table when you done.
Go into the sink and get the gunk out. My garbage disposal isn't working, bitch.
Snake my sink.
Snake?
Snake it.
Oh, yeah, the little thing.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you make a bitch do?
Hang my pictures.
Hey, start an LLC and better your life and think about how different ways to make money, ho.
Mm-hmm.
That was more helpful than anything.
Hey, sign into your Netflix on my account, bitch.
Sign into your Apple ID so I can make a purchase on this app.
Hey, leave your credit card here so I can use up all your money.
Let me lower your credit so we can both be financially horrible.
Hey, move in with me.
Oh.
Is she going to be doing all that?
God damn.
Might as well move in, shit.
All right. Well, speaking of moving, let's move on. Nice.
We got PTSD.
Here we go.
About a bitch moving in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. My other bedroom is an arcade. That should show you where I am mentally. I got a whole bedroom that is an arcade.
That's bedroom too? Well, ain't no room for you.
There's a closet, but it is mostly an arcade.
The only way you coming over is if you playing some games.
Where you sleeping on? Are you sleeping on Ninja Turtles or Simpsons or Mortal Kombat?
Mm-hmm. look, I could sleep on the couch. It's not comfortable enough. And I like it cold, and I ain't got no extra blankets.
Hey, are you talking about my actual house now?
No!
Because I do keep it cold, and my couch is not comfortable. I bought a fucking $3,000 couch.
That couch was not $3,000.
It was. I'll show you the receipt, and it's trash already.
I had the same
already.
Couch. It was not $3,000.
You do not have that couch.
I had that couch in gray. I don't have it now. I got rid of it.
It's the same couch?
Where'd you get it from?
Because,
Wayfair.
Huh?
Wayfair.
What the fuck did I get? I think
Wayfair.
I got it from my overstock. We did not get the same couch.
Yes. I told you it came with the same pillows, too. Mine was just a different color. I had the same exact.
How much you pay for it?
I think I paid like maybe $1,200.
Hell nah.
Yeah, like $1,200. Nah. I got a partial refund because the couch was so trash. So if you return it, you might be able to get a partial refund.
I am going to.
Couches are supposed to last a long time.
I ain't paying no $1,200. And that ain't no flex. That's a complaint.
I complained.
That shit is boof as hell.
You're supposed to be able to keep couches for what? And 5 years?
What's crazy about that couch is I sent the first one back because it didn't look comfortable. And then the second one was more money, and I should have just gone with the cloud couch.
The cloud couch?
The cloud couch is like this big-ass, fluffy couch.
Oh, I love you couches. So now I have an oversized couch, like... My couch is big as hell and super comfortable.
You quickly find out that you're on the couch more than you mm-hmm. are in the bedroom throughout the day. So mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna swap out the couches.
As you should.
I don't know.
Couches when you sit down and disconnect from the other side.
Now my couch is at the point where the cushions are so like smashed up and stuff that you see the separation and stuff. And I'm just like, when I sit down in between the cushions, it hurts.
It hurts. And there's no way to like make your couch even. So even when you clean your house, like one of the cushions is smushed out more where you sit more. And the other
I'm glad we talked about this. Fuck that couch. If you listening to this and you sitting on a couch and you know it's trash, but you just haven't gotten around to it, let this be the sign. Fuck that couch. Switch it up. Swap that couch.
So I can put my outside clothes on your couch and it don't even matter, huh?
Well, I mean, I might still want it to be clean. How about that? All right, let's Rochambeau because I ain't trying to hear your mouth. 1, 2, 3, then go, right?
Uh-huh.
Rock.
Bomb.
Bomb, scissors. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. And
go
here we go.
That was stereo. What do we say?
Forgive me.
Good job.
Forgive me.
He's learning, y'all. You don't have to say it in the comments anymore.
All right. Hopefully my thread, me reiterating my thread will let all that aggressive talk, it should make sense now. Mm-hmm. Question for the lads. What move did a girl do in bed that had you thinking, damn, she might could be a hoe?
Might could be. It's crazy.
She gagged while giving head and said, oh, yes, after.
Ooh.
I was like Charlemagne putting the glasses down.
Ooh.
Nigga said, damn, you ain't put a ring on it?
How you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. What Kool-Aid woman is this?
Oh, yeah.
That would probably get me. But it's also like... It's also like, it feels like one of those, like, you had to be there. Like, you had to be the nigga getting his dick sucked for that to be sexy, because on paper, it's just like, oh,
there
yeah.
There was a guy that just put out a tweet that said, deep throating is all for theatrics. It really doesn't feel that good.
No, it doesn't.
It's not like
when it happens, you're like, oh, my God. It's really just like seeing them go for it, risking mm-hmm. life and throw up. Mm-hmm. And then them just being like, I almost threw up on your dick. And you're like, yeah.
You ain't gonna like me. If I stick my toothbrush too far down, I'm throwing up. So,
oh, you got the, you know, women be like, no gag reflex. You have extra gag reflex.
I wouldn't say extra. I'm human. I have a gag reflex.
You ever throw up on a nigga's lap?
I've never done that before. I have gagged on the dick before, but I've never thrown up from it. But I do know that I've thrown up from brushing my teeth before.
And it throwing up during head. It sounds horrifying. I've never made a woman do that. I don't think I'm equipped. That sounds
like... probably are. She just ain't...
Oh, you said toothbrush, so maybe I am.
I'm like, you heard what I just said. Toothbrush.
So. All right. This one is pretty crazy. Throated, comma, stared dead into my eyes, comma, winked, and started flexing the back of her tongue. I came so hard, all 10 of my toes cracked. This guy got a lot of information into one tweet, and I'm appreciated. She throated it, looked him in the eyes, winked. That's the craziest part to me. The flexing of the back of the tongue is pretty dope, but winking with the penis in your mouth, like, here you go. There you are, sport.
And it sounds like it was a good wink, because sometimes we could try to wink and blink at the same time.
Winks can easily be trash. You could look like you got something in your eye.
Right.
But this girl was a demon. Wink and then the flex in the back of the throat.
Mm-hmm. She finished him.
That was a finish.
That was a fatality.
But then also, just to call back for the thread itself, that is something that way after you'd be like, damn, she might be a little bit of a hoe. Mm-hmm. But I'm so grateful for everything she went through to bring her to this point of skill.
And you get to experience it, because not everybody gets to experience that.
Well, if they were a hoe, then maybe that pool of people is a little bit bigger. But still an honor. I'm still honored. Yeah. Even when hoe stuff happens,
if you think about I'm the still entire honored. Population. Not a lot of people get to experience that. Yeah. They're lucky.
A lot of people in her radius, yes. If we're talking about globally, maybe not. Babe gave me the wildest BDSM. Whoa. Burnt my back with candle wax and shit.
I've never done that.
Then fixed both my two balls in her mouth. Fixed.
Fixed them.
I'm sorry, I didn't read that one. Fixed both my two balls in her mouth. All I could think of is, bitch, who taught you all this? We think of that more than you think.
I know. But if I say it, y'all gonna say it.
I mean, he wild as hell for being turned on by getting the hot candle wax treatment. That's like...
But I thought a lot of people are.
I mean, if you into that, that's like some hazing type shit. Like, you want to be in this fraternity? Not some... I don't know how hard my dick would stay if I just got burned on my back.
I don't know. It makes me think of like a hot stone massage.
Hell no. Nah.
You know how when they first put the stone on, that shit be like... The first stone that they put on your back.
If it felt like a hot stone massage, it wouldn't be part of hazing.
Ooh, it's not. It's candle wax. That's very intimate, very sexual. I would like to try that.
Okay, so I had to read this one a couple times to get it, because the first part of the sentence is my mom called and said. So I had to, it sounded like the mother was saying this stuff. But just so you know, before I read this, the mother calls and the woman he's fucking starts talking.
Oh.
He doesn't clarify.
Yikes.
My mom called. She say, if you don't hurry off that phone, I'm a moan louder. Ooh. I knew right then and there I was playing on Hall of Fame difficulty.
That's when you just got to hang up on moms.
Hey.
You just got to hang up. You going to continue talking to your mom?
No.
What you going to do?
I'm going to hang up. No, for sure. I'm not going to answer.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to answer my mom has called while I was getting busy before, and I don't even want to hear my mom's voice.
She might be the type to be like, oh, that's your mom? Answer it. Answer it.
I'm not going to lie.
Hurry up.
I didn't know until just this moment. That might be a tiny, tiny fetish of mine.
What?
The phone thing. I've done that before. Like, and it was never like... Mom, it was always work or like a DoorDash driver or something like that.
DoorDash.
But I remember I was, in my college days. I was servicing a woman in her nether regions.
Mm-hmm.
And she called to let a Postmates up. And I started going harder. And
she was on the phone.
Barely get through it. Now, it wasn't her mom. It was a DoorDash driver, right. So I didn't really care. But that whole, like, trying on the phone to pretend like you're not, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would.
I just don't want to do it with my parents.
Parents is weird, and threatening to moan louder isn't sexy, because it's like, you're just, that's like a prank. Like, just being like, ay, in the back. Mm-hmm. Like, ay, ay.
But maybe she was giving the gawk, gawk, good enough to where.
Well, no, she said she was going to moan louder.
Right, but you know how when you're giving the gawk gawk, yeah, yeah, you can moan while you're doing that, and I hear you guys like that.
Oh. Oh, oh, man.
Damn, don't stand up.
First link, it slipped out, and she put it back in with no hands. Yeah, damn. She said. Mm-hmm. Nigga did the like comment saying, I'm trying to do the maths.
Yeah, that's tough because you risking some serious bodily injury if you don't know what you're doing with that. Because you can either get poked in the butt or
yeah,
or you can bend it.
I'm very scared of getting bent. I got my hands tied behind a chair and she wrapped her arms under my legs so she couldn't use hands and sucked me with ice. I came in like 3 minutes. Shorty looked at me and said, you did better than most. Okay. He said, bitch, who the fuck is most? Okay.
Sounds like I was a lot totally of people have preceded you.
I was down. I was down for the experience, the wrap the legs, the hands tied, the ice. I'm all down for. You can't mention the other niggas.
But you know when you're feeling
you
yourself.
You did better than most of the other guys. That sounds like the final boss.
Mm-hmm. I think when you're feeling yourself to a certain degree and you've done something that you're very confident in, you get a little cocky and beyond yourself and say shit that you probably shouldn't have. She's like, he's like, oh my God. Ah!
Yeah.
You did better than most.
You did better than most is... Not gonna lie, that's the last thing. The last thing I wanna hear. Oh, she might as well put a name on it. You did better than Malcolm. Who the fuck is Malcolm?
No.
You lasted way longer than Gerald.
Why are you using these ugly ass names?
Cause I don't want him to have a better name than me. If he said you did better than Falcon, I'd be like, who the fuck is Falcon? I'm just Patrick. He can't be.
What about Captain Susan?
Captain Susie. All right, this one's wild.
Okay.
For layers and layers of reasons.
Okay.
We fucked until my dick got numb and flaccid.
Okay.
Then she stuck a finger into my asshole and I immediately got hard again.
Whoop. Whoop. Like a jack in the box.
Dude said, nah, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, your prostate gland is back there.
Hey, not all of us want to know this. About ourselves, okay?
Well,
this is why I stay away from cougars.
It probably happened to you.
This is why I stay away from cougars.
What does that have to do with a cougar?
Cougars been around the block. No 20-year-old is doing that shit.
You say you like cougars.
I like the concept of having a cougar, but sometimes you get one that's a little too experienced. They know about you more than you know about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this happen.
You have?
I've had this happen.
She stuck it in your butt and you
I didn't know
got
it
hard?
Was going to happen. No, I wasn't. We were just doing it already. And she said, I was like, hey! When I tell you, I never talked to this woman again.
But.
That was our last schnoozy.
But did you like it?
I didn't dislike it. But I really disliked.
Wait. I was gonna say, I hated it.
I didn't like it. I didn't dislike it. I was just like, hey. And then I was just like,
hey.
I don't like
that. And he was like, hey.
Really? That's all? Hey.
Hey.
You have a dick to do with it. Put a dick in there.
She went and got the cucumber.
Not my thing. Not my thing. So I was just like, hey, chill the fuck out. And that was our last meander. I don't know what to even call it, but I was just like, all right, you two experience for me.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
So this was an older gal, yes?
Older than me, yep.
Was she white?
No.
Oh.
This was a black woman.
This was a black lady.
Y'all be acting like y'all ain't nasty. You be trying to put everything on other races. Y'all nasty too.
I was just curious to know.
Okay. Well, there's your douse of there's your daily dose of honesty.
I love it. I wonder if I last have guy. Any whole trick moves. Okay.
Last guy. Man, the dick was in her mouth, felt like her pussy. Wow. These dudes aren't great at spelling or sentence structure. And it was like a washing machine. I've never heard that comparison.
The gurgle was real.
Doing clockwise and counterclockwise, and she did it to the dickhead. She had different speeds and rhythms. This sounded like a toy.
I mean,
she was switching directions, speeds, and rhythms. Well, low key, that's what getting head is, actually. But he just gave it a very great description. And then
I feel like I've done that.
What?
The washing machine? Yeah.
It the last slide is, I hate seeing other niggas win.
This nigga's reading this like, I've never experienced this. Where's mine? Lord, no. I see what you do for others.
throw my personal in here.
Throw it in.
The only time I've ever experienced this where I was like, because usually when you get surprised like crazy, it's a good thing. You'd be like, oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. The only time I was just like, hey, you might be a little crazy, besides the cougar thing I just mentioned. Mm-hmm.
She whipped you?
This only happened once. She did like I was hitting her from the back, and she, without asking, without telling, without any warning, she switched. Mm-hmm. She switched holes. She said, this goes there now. And I said, oh!
You exploded.
No, I didn't come immediately. I was just like, holy shit. I was just like, surprised. I was just like, oh, shit. You're into some stuff.
That's wild. With no warning?
No warning.
Did you go back to the other hole?
Oh, no.
Oh, I was about to say.
Is that a condom on?
Oh.
So I know what truffle butter is.
Don't put it back in.
And get that shitty pussy.
All right.
Boo-boo pussy. Ooh. How was the pussy? It was shitty.
Stank-a-dank.
What's yours? You had somebody do a movie, you're like, this nigga's a whore.
Oh, I was thinking about me doing a move that made myself think I was a whore.
Oh, shit. Share that, too.
Man. I can only think of, honestly, I think when, for me to think like a guy is doing more, I think it's when he's like extra flexible and strong and can do like positions that I've never seen before.
Ooh, what's one you never seen before?
Like, there was one. He like, okay, so I was on my back and he was on his stomach. So he was also on his back. No, he definitely wasn't on his back. He was on his stomach.
We were both on our back somehow.
But it was like he had the dick was like, it went back. So he like was able to face away from me on his stomach. I'm on my back and reverse fuck me.
So he's like,
yeah.
He's going like this.
Yeah.
But he's not looking at you.
Right. And I didn't even think the laws of physics allowed for that to happen. Now, it didn't feel the greatest, but it...
You were just like, he a hoe.
I was just like, what the... He was a little acrobat. Like, nigga, because he kind of flipped over. It
was
wasn't
his
like...
Legs he all just over your legs or under your legs?
Under.
So he was like... Oh, wow.
So he was moving in reverse.
Underneath.
Yeah.
He was on your side.
Mm-hmm. He was moving in reverse.
That's some blade shit.
I ain't never seen nothing like it before. It didn't, like I said, it didn't feel the greatest, but
it was a Marvel
character. Was impressive.
It was a Power Ranger.
To say the least, it was impressive.
I mean, if it don't feel good for both of y'all, it's just Kama Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? Why are we even doing this?
It was just like, oh, that was cool. Like, because it wasn't, it was like a flip into the position.
Have you seen,
you know?
Have you seen the new position of...
New?
It's so funny. I would never fucking do this in my life. It's like... It's like the dude's on his back.
On his back, and his legs are in the air.
And his legs are in the air, and the girl's and like fucking missionary.
I want to do that.
That's fucking insane.
I want to do that. I
absolutely
bet you,
never.
I bet you that feels great.
That is, there's no way.
I mean, it's like transference of energy. It's just like reversing the roles.
How are you fucking a dick with a vagina like this, missionary?
Y'all be wanting females to be more like...
Not like that.
More active in the bedroom. If we could fuck y'all like that, why not?
That's like putting your penis through your legs and getting hit from the back.
What if it feels great?
You get the visual?
Yes.
If they were like hitting you from the back with your That's it. Go
just
to your
imagine
your thread.
Holding your waist like
your thread. It's time for your thread.
I want to try this. I have to try this. I'm gonna try this.
That was a. I think every thread should have a ceiling, and we just hit our heads.
That was the glass ceiling. Okay, so back to mine. Have you ever broken up with a girl because she was too nice?
Let's do this.
Do you have a story for this?
Everyone I broke up with deserved it. I'm just kidding.
Or have you ever stopped talking to a girl because she was too nice? Or
maybe,
you know, just cut somebody off because, you know, you wasn't shit.
Maybe.
Oh, Jesus. This guy says, if she can't throw it back, why even bother? You know her feelings going to be front and center in every conversation. So
Her feelings are going to be...
I'm guessing she didn't have good sex and he broke up with her. But that's not for being too nice.
Well, not throwing it back is a big deal. But I don't know if that's not being too nice. You're right.
No. Somebody said, no. What's too nice? It's not really a good thing to be with someone too nice, because by being too nice, you let others get away with things that they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. I think that's honestly, that's probably going to be the best answer in the thread, because being too nice, it usually comes down to that, which you can get away with.
Right. Yeah, I got to have some fight back in my woman.
Abuser.
Ah, so yeah, fight back. So that means you fighting? Like, nah.
I get what he's saying, though. That doesn't really imply abuser. I was just kidding.
Never broke up, but have decided to not even date her in the first place. Oh, so he's...
She was too nice and he didn't want to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Or shit, if y'all ain't even dating and they're too nice. I think it's the same thing like we were talking about when we did the man version. It's just about excitement, really. It's not about being too nice or too mean. It's just about having some type of stimulation.
This one is crazy.
Hit me with it.
Yes, I did. I was in love with a woman who was in love with me. I learned she was associated with a guy I knew that was a rapist. I asked her to avoid him since he got her drunk and tried his luck once before, but she was too nice to him, and her niceness landed them in court. So he was in love with her. How do you have sex with somebody when you're in love with somebody else? I guess you can.
Well,
I shouldn't ask
okay.
that.
That was a wild example, because I feel like that wasn't really the niceness we were talking about. We were talking about like being too nice in the relationship. She just meant being too nice to other people.
Uh-huh.
And you got to draw the line somewhere. Like, you know, a rapist and you're still being cordial.
So I feel
and
like...
And then it almost happened to you. Like,
I wonder if he's talking about like naive. Because people get nice and naive kind of like intertwined.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he's like... Because being naive can definitely put you in precarious situations that you... When we're younger, a lot of us are naive. Most of us are naive when we're really young, coming into early adulthood. Like, I used to think men were really my friends like that, you know, until I figured it out. Like,
oh, Persephone, you need a ride? Oh, you need
I'm your friend. You need a car? You need some furniture?
What's up with your homeboy?
You need a flight?
What up with the
You need a business?
Oh, flight?
You need investment?
You should have known the flight. And investment.
No. I really used to think, like, growing up, like, yeah, he's my friend. Whole time, he plotting, like...
That's way more innocent than knowing someone's a rapist.
Right, but the naive is...
She was tripping.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes dudes dirty Mac and be like, oh, yeah, he's a rapist, but might not be, you know?
Well, dirty Mac until you're in court.
Until you're in court.
Shit. All right, what's the next one?
Yeah, I knew she wanted more out of a relationship, and she was a really good person. I knew I wasn't ready for all that back then, 25, and I've kind of regretted it since. Ooh, not the one who got away.
She was too nice?
She...
Yeah, because at the time, he was 25, he was looking for a whore.
Right, he wasn't shit, and he knew it, and that's a good guy to me.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily, because I mean, I've been in that situation too, where it was just like a really, really dope woman, but I just wasn't mentally trying to do that at the time. And then, of course, they move on when they're when they're sick of that. But I think that what we're talking about, and that's why it's crazy, the difference between these threads just based on the genders is like, women were like, yes, this dude was doing everything for me. It was gross. I cut him off. Mm-hmm. This one is kind of like, I mean, she was too nice to other people. It's almost like different definitions, which kind of says like a lot about us.
Either a pushover or not having a backbone or, you know, but not necessarily like she did everything for me, but I wasn't there. But there are a few people who do say like she was fire, but I wasn't ready, you know, and... Either I messed up the relationship or I just decided to cut it off, period, and not even go
there. She's married with 12 kids.
Right. I broke up with a girl because she would say yes to anything I asked. It wasn't a relationship. It was giving me what I wanted so I would be her boyfriend. It was crazy, and I didn't like the feeling of her not having a soul or mind of her own.
That's why it's such a gray area, because if she said no to everything, he'd be like, man, this bitch.
Right, she complaining.
Yes, it's just like, man, this is too crazy. So it's like, there's just this weird gray area you got to stay in that's hard to explain.
This guy said, hell no, that's what we actually want, LOL. A nice, friendly woman, not a pain in the ass. Us men are easy to please. A lot of females think guys like what they like as far as attraction goes, and it doesn't work like that at all.
Boom. I think this proves we're simpler creatures.
You guys are not.
Simpler, not simple.
This nigga said, no, I broke up with her because her feet weren't cute. Stop it.
That's not being nice, though. Also, ugly feet.
Is that a...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal? Why?
I mean, if you got ugly... I used to be really into dancers. Dancers be having beat up feet. Mm-hmm. But dancers know that shit, and they don't be wearing they shit out. Well, actually, I take that back. Dancers do be wearing their nasty feet out. But there's a lot of girls that just, they don't have the feet for sandals, and they do it anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
But would you break up with a person because you didn't like their feet?
Probably not, but that's still like.
Good. I'm glad to hear you say that.
It's still a very big deal. Maybe I'll be like, hey, here's some closed-toed sandals.
You buy some shoes?
Here's some tap shoes. Yeah, I'll buy some
tap shoes.
To keep from looking at them crusty Shreks.
Just give her some socks.
Socks and sandals? You want me to be walking around with tennis shoes.
Okay. Be like, ooh, let's be tennis shoe twins and buy his and hers Jordans, matching Jordans and Nikes.
Man,
and boots.
I'll take a girl to the spa before that and be like, you want to have... pedicure
would
day.
You pay for the surgery if she wanted to get foot surgery?
Surgery? What's
surgery? There's like bunion surgery.
Toe surgery?
Yeah, they can shorten toes and stuff like that.
Nah,
they can fully revamp the feet now.
I'll leave before doing toe surgery.
What if she's like, I want to fix it?
If it was ugly enough to get surgery, then it's obviously bothering me. I'd rather just call it how it is.
What is this, the new age of
niggas splurging on BBLs and stuff? Yeah,
I was just asking if you would. She might go ahead and do it herself.
I don't know.
He said, no, it was because we were incompatible, like two cars going in different directions.
Give me one where they did, because I feel like this is showing that we are simple, or niggas are just replying to you not
niggas
wanting
to. Niggas are liars. Yeah, and this one,
wanna,
like.
They don't want to be serious.
Man, I did a whole post talking about what do you mainly, now I have mainly males that follow me on my social media. I did a post that said, what do you mainly use social media for? You wouldn't believe how little I got what that said, women or bitches or, you know,
if it's coming from
their bodies.
You,
and I'm like,
it's not, right. It's going to be a very.
There was a few that was like, to look at you. And I'm like,
not everybody's going to be that honest. That's why I be trying to be overly honest on
to
these
decompress.
Things.
I was like, one said, definitely, but she wouldn't take no for an answer. Now, 4 years later, we about to get married. Okay, period.
She bullied her way into a marriage? I've been with a girl like that who's just like, hey, I think we should break up. And they're like, nah, we not breaking up. And I'm like, I guess we not breaking up.
He said, what you mean, nice to other niggas or nice to me and submit at any time? Because no man gonna leave a submissive girl.
Okay, I could tell by how he wrote that he's just a problem.
It was horrible.
And I feel like some of these messages be like half trying to get at you too. Like, hey, oh no, I would never do something like that because so-and-so. It's like, nigga, relax.
This guy said, when a woman does it, it's usually because she wants a roughneck type dude. When a man does it, it's usually because he knows he's no good and doesn't want to mess up a good woman.
Now, that's a great response. Mm-hmm. There have been some times, some toxic parts in my life where I just knew that this was a sweetheart, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to put her through the things that
she
was coming.
You and shit.
So I would phase it out. I wasn't as mature enough to be like, hey, we can't do this right now because I'm a piece of shit.
Right.
But I would phase it out because I'm just like, she doesn't seem like she could take this.
Oh, damn.
She doesn't seem like she can take this.
That's a cold piece of work, boy.
Hey, I'm talking about earlier.
It's crazy because the next response is, yes, because I was not serious about her and did not want to hurt her, so I just left her alone.
Yeah, I think that's mature of us. Like, a lot of dudes just be like, I'm on some whoever shit, and I'll ruin anybody's life. But I think it takes a mature nigga to be like, I'm on some mm-hmm. fuck shit right now. I don't think you would. You should go through this. I'm gonna not do this. I'm gonna just stick to the hoes who knows what's up.
Oh damn. I'm gonna read two more and then I'm done.
All right.
This guy said, yes, I have. After 3 months, I decided that I am not good enough for her. Everything was perfect for the both of us, but she was so pretty and nice. She deserved better.
Aw, I don't think that's true.
That was nice. That she was pretty and nice and deserved better.
No, I think all that's true, but I think something else happened, and then he reflects on it like that. Because I don't think a lot of niggas aren't just like, man, she's so pretty, she doesn't deserve me. There was something else.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. And this last one, kinda. It was more like we never argued, we never got mad at each other. All we did was chill, fuck, and talk. And fuck and fuck, and we didn't even break up. We just moved on with life. I might just hit her up today.
I was about to say.
Don't, nigga, don't hit her up.
This nigga tripping. That was a great scenario. That sounded like a lot of fun.
Don't hit her up. She's
sometimes
moved
it be like
on.
That. But sometimes it'd be like that. Like, it'll just be like a really good time, and it just
fizzles.
And both people just kind of do other things, but it's like they almost like recognize each other as like, this was a great chapter. This is a great chapter in my book.
Right.
I've seen it.
I've seen it too, but I've never really seen it just dissolve just like.
For nothing?
If it got deep, I never saw it just dissolve to
well, sometimes
where,
it doesn't get deep. If know? It was exactly what he said and it was just chilling, blah, 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 either something was maybe established ahead of time or just both of them like.
Or
it's
neither
really
one
cool.
of them
like,
caught feelings.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it really just be what it is. Like, like sometimes the best situationships are just like, hey, we have fun together, we connect, blah, 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 but neither of us are looking for something, and you kind of just coast that out. Obviously, one person is going to switch up at, you know, at some point. Well, not switch up, but just change their mind. But I think those are some of the best relationships because both people leave with no negativity. And if they saw each other again, it'd be cool. They could be cool with the other person's spouse. It's not like a It's not like a like an intense situation, which a lot of times when you deal with somebody and it's like for real, when it's over, it's like you can't even. It's tough to even you know be around that person, and it's
I wonder how often that happens to where the other person doesn't know that them splitting was more so about either her being like, okay, I can't be doing this.
Or somebody else just stepped in and was just like, I'm trying to do other stuff. And they're like, all right. But it wasn't like them, the original two didn't have the relationship to like hit them up and just be like, hey, mm-hmm. just so you know, I'm dealing with somebody else now. Somebody just, you know, asked me to marry them. It's like the relationship isn't there yet, mm-hmm. but it's also in a position where it's like, you know, they stop talking. If she stops talking to you and then 6 months later she pops up, she's pregnant or engaged, you're like, oh, that's what happened.
But I think, I don't know. I guess time is a thing as well. You know, like how long was the situation going on before?
And be like, oh, it's been 3 years, nigga. Do something.
3 years versus 3 months. Right. You know, 3 months is easier to disconnect and be like, okay, oh, you over here, you want to get married and you want to have kids, you want everything I want in life, and you got the means to do it, and I got what you looking for as well, and we got chemistry. Boom, boom, bam.
Bam.
3 months.
And then you know, ideally, she still hits you up
right.
for the side dick,
though she married. Your ass off.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, she cutting you off. She like, traveling the world.
I got
with
a kid now, but I still want that that size 6-piece McNuggie.
You think you can still get the little side dude?
I don't know.
After she done moved on,
I've never been a side nigga to a marriage.
Right.
That's all. I'm not saying I'm above it, but it's just.
You can say you're above it. Are you above it?
I would rather not deal with a woman that had married. I've dealt with a woman that was married on a couple occasions. I did not know at the time. Mm-hmm. But like an ongoing thing. Right. Was that this episode we talked about the nigga who pulled up?
No, that was last episode.
That might have been a previous episode. Sorry, guys. But people are crazy. I don't recommend smashing another nigga's wife. I don't recommend smashing another woman's husband. Mm-hmm. But it definitely can make things
very sticky.
To each his own. All right, sticky, let's do these facts so we can get the fuck up out of here. These thick ass facts. I got a fact that I think is going to help many, many people because I always thought I was stupid as hell for doing this, and I do this every single time that I park my car.
Oh, my God.
You ever be parallel parking or hitting a parking spot that's kind of difficult and you turn the radio off or you turn it down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in your mind, you're like, why the hell did I turn music down to do something visual?
I for sure have done that.
Well, get this.
Oh, my God.
Loud sounds can hijack our attention and interfere with the brain's visual processing, which is why you might turn the music down in a car when looking for an address or a parking spot.
Oh, so I'm not crazy.
Because even the looking for, I forgot about that part. Looking for an address, you'd be like, turn it down. Which one is this? 805, 806? Mm-hmm. Like, there is a direct correlation because the loudness literally interferes with our brain's visual processing. So there is a direct correlation.
Between eyes.
Which is why when you're in a loud place or some people are like saying something to you and you're just like, hey, shut up, I'm trying to concentrate or I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. Correlation.
Like if somebody's talking to you while you're trying to write an email, it's like, bruh, I can't write this email.
But it makes sense because it's like your brain is almost like trying to figure out which are we listening to this song or are we parking? You know what I mean?
Right.
Are we turning up or are we looking for this address? So hopefully that gives a lot of nervous people some.
Mm-hmm.
You be burping like you hitting a blunt.
We're drinking soda.
You'd be like,
yeah, because I don't want the, if there's a scent to it, I don't want it to linger in front of my face. So I just
or
blow it.
Go over to me.
Or go over to you. So it's my way of protecting you.
Hit me with it.
In the Netherlands, employees can be absent for up to 2 years while receiving 70% of salary as sick pay.
Damn.
2 years? Let me see what they citizen.
Let me hit me with it one more time.
In the Netherlands, employees can be absent for up to 2 years while receiving 70% of their salary as sick pay.
Nigga, why isn't everybody getting hired and then leaving?
Because it's about like honor system type shit.
I'd be at every job 2 years at a time. You were at this job for 2 years, then you were at this job for 2 years. I'll give a solid month and a half. And then give me 70%. I'll get another job. I don't have to be there at all. 70%? I would be working one job with five salaries. I would get hired by five jobs.
I think there's probably...
And leave them all.
There might be an honor system in play that people don't take advantage of the system. So
I'm American.
That's
my first thought, is taking advantage of the system.
Right.
You could have 20 jobs... not be at any of them. Mm-hmm. 70%, 20 times?
They've done, like, in other countries, like, that have lower crime rates, they've done, like, little research, not articles, but they've done research in other countries where they have, like, low crime rates of, like, leaving your laptop in a coffee shop for 3 hours and you can come back and
leaving
it's
babies
still
outside.
There.
Yep. Some countries leave. They can leave.
Oh,
their babies
you're talking
outside.
About Norway? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can sleep and build their immune systems.
Something.
Yeah, they do that in Norway, but like, so yeah, other countries have sometimes better. People, better morals.
Isn't it crazy that we grew up being told from every direction, America's the best country.
It's crazy.
America's the best. America's the most mm-hmm. powerful. America's the da 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 da. And then every statistic, everything based on numbers, everything based on actual fact is just like, yeah, United States is like 97th place. Literally, yeah. Like happiest, 100th place. Crime, 1,000th place. Racism, 1,000,000th place. It's just like, all right, where are we leading? Military, like 3rd place. Power, like 4th. Like, it's just like, mm-hmm. damn, like, I think that was all propaganda. Like, where were all the... Why did I feel like this was the best place ever my
whole
life?
You're supposed to feel like where you live is the
best place.
I blame
Captain America.
Captain America, what did he do?
He was part of the propaganda push. He was beating up Nazis. And there's just a whole bunch of pop culture that made us think, like, America.
Well, this says, under Dutch employment law, an employee is entitled to sick pay for the first 2 years of illness, which prevents them from working. This sick pay must be, at minimum, 70% of the employees.
Minimum?
At minimum.
So you can get 100.
You could if that's who you work for.
I'm having 30 okay. jobs.
You're thinking like an American. Your moral compass is
it's
flawed.
American. It's
yes.
American. You all you got to do is this. Be good at job interviews. You don't have to be good at any job.
But I don't think that you would be able to have those 5 jobs.
By law.
By law, I don't know if you would be able to have those
well,
5
shit, give me one job with 80% of the salary and I don't have to be there. Then I can sell drugs on the side. I have a tax, I have a paper trail.
Sell drugs.
So I'm rich as hell, but they're like, we work at Jiffy Lube. How are you so rich?
So,
you know.
Your morale just keeps going closer and closer to hell. Huh?
America.
Sell drugs.
Well, I mean,
we
you don't want to.
We went
wanna...
from using the system, well, abusing the
you,
system.
Well, wait, you just told me you wouldn't be able to do multiple jobs and you get caught. So I would do the main job, get a good salary, leave immediately, and during that 2 years, sell drugs on the side so I could write the taxes off for the job. I'm selling bricks on the side, hella money, Rolls Royce, Porsche. They're like, where are you getting all this money? I'm like, H&R Block. They're like, that's crazy. You must be saving like hella. I'm like, nah, not really. I haven't been there in a year and a half. I had a cigarette in this example.
And then you go to jail.
It said that
because
was legal.
That makes zero sense.
I had a...
the selling drugs part?
Well, no, I wouldn't tell them the selling drugs part. I would just say I would be making way more money with the time that I do have. But on paper, I'm getting this salary. from H&R Block.
So maybe this illness that prevents you from working for 2 years, you could sell drugs from the quite serious.
You could sell drugs from the house.
You might have to have a legitimate illness that prevents you from working. Asthma's not gonna. That's not gonna cut it. Well, so what else are you gonna tell them you have?
This isn't a. If I was gonna map the plan out, then I would.
You have to do a little bit more.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I know that I could. I'm moving to the Netherlands.
You're talking about cheating the system, but you're not thinking about all but aspects.
I'm gonna
of
do it.
It
as an old person, so if I do get caught, it's not a big deal. This is just how I'm gonna make my final bread.
How about only do it if you have to? Meaning the illness really does prevent you from working.
That's what an upstanding Norway citizen would do.
Norway?
Where was this? Netherlands? Norway?
The Netherlands.
What's in the Netherlands?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I've never been.
That's Sweden, right?
I've been to Norway. I love Norway. Oh, my God. I got to go back.
The Netherlands sounds like a Middle Earth. Sounds like a made-up place.
Somewhere that you should never go?
Never go. All right. Well, I have to pee to flush out my Netherlands.
Wow.
So we're going to end the show right here. This has been another episode of Thick Threads, the thickest show on the internet. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We'll see you guys later.